This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. Many of us may not think about our mail, how it made it from its point of origin to our mailbox, or who put it there. Tomorrow is National Thank a Mailman Day, Monday, February 4th. To honor those that serve in the Postal Service, I spent some time with a mail carrier in Fayetteville. I joined Lineal Bumgardner, or LB, on his route Friday morning. He started our conversation by saying that he is one happy mailman.
That's correct. Okay. Happy mailman, absolutely.
How long have you been a mailman?
5 years.
5 years. I'm working at 6.
What led you into the Postal Service?
I've always been good with numbers and letters and sorting baseball cards and such as a kid. And it just kind of fell into place. It's something I'd be really good at and kind of work with that. And it fits me perfect.
And you know, you say you're good with numbers. And as I was on the phone with you coming to meet you, you said, oh, there's a good parking spot, 635.
That's correct. Absolutely. You have to, well, as a mailman delivering around the college campus, you have to figure out where your good spots are to park and where they aren't good to park. And this was a perfect spot.
So do you feel like you probably know? I mean, I've lived in Fayetteville my whole life, and I feel like I should have known Whittam. And I didn't. Like, do you feel like you know areas that most people probably don't?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's definitely lots of streets in Fayetteville for sure that a lot of people probably don't know are here. And being a mailman, you get to go down a lot of those streets and see a lot of the city that most people don't get to.
How many different routes have you had in Fayetteville?
I've done just the one route. I've transferred up here and had to do quite a few when I first started, but as soon as I got assigned the one route, this is where I plan on staying.
What is it about this route that you like so much?
I've gotten familiar with a lot of the people, and I can say a lot of people have gotten kind of familiar with me, and it just kind of makes it a lot easier to do. I can kind of see where people are going to move in, move out, and then dealing with a lot of the elderly customers, you kind of get used to them.
So do they know when the mail's coming and come out to greet you?
Sometimes they do, absolutely. You kind of get a schedule and try to stick to that schedule. It's nobody's really kind of guessing at when their mail's going to show up.
Tell me a little bit about your day. You head into the post office and...
First thing in the morning, we'll get there and kind of check our vehicles out, make sure everything's good, and then get into the office and start casing up mail. Everything kind of goes, they've got everything set up where it goes into an order that when you get ready to move it out to the street and move to the truck, then everything's already in order when you're ready to go. Everything kind of falls in line. You'll get to the street and just kind of start your route and hit your certain points and make it back to the office.
How long does it take you to go through your route?
It's generally an 8-hour route, as far as eight hours from 7:30 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Just on the north side of the university?
I do the west side on the other side of the stadium, too. And football games are very interesting time of delivery over there.
So Saturdays?
Saturdays during a football game, I probably want to start that side of the route early and get out of the way before the football game traffic starts and then move over to the north side of the university.
What kind of system do you have? I mean, do you just go up and down the roads, each street?
Some of them are what they call a parking loop, where you'll park at a certain point, kind of at a corner of an intersection, and walk up one side of the street, back down the other side of the street, or kind of zigzag across the street, depending on kind of where the house layouts are. And a lot of apartments, you'll just kind of park there in front of the mailbox at the apartment and get everybody mail put up.
What is the slogan, you know, rain, sleet, sun or shine? What is it?
It's rain, sleet, snow, or dark of night. We'll get it there.
So how does the weather affect how you do your job?
It slows you down a little bit, depending on, like the other day with the rain and stuff. That was some vicious, vicious weather. But you just kind of muster as much as you can and kind of keep the mail covered up, keep it dry as possible, and just make it through it.
So the mail is more important than your own comfort, would you say? I mean, you mentioned keeping the mail dry.
Right. Well, you want to make sure somebody's mail gets there in kind of in a safe condition, but you'll take care of yourself, too. You know, you're going to put yourself in, you know, harm's way. A tornado or something like that will definitely seek shelter. But you try to take care of the customer's mail as much as possible.
So over there's a mailbox at this apartment complex with, you know, 1 through 20. Is it difficult to keep track and make sure that you're putting the mail in the proper spot?
Well, you'll get used to the names and the numbers, and you'll kind of glance down, say if it's box number 19, you'll notice 19's got the same customer's name. You'll just kind of scan for the name and the box number, just make sure you get it in there pretty quick. But you get used to seeing all the names.
And then part of your job is not only delivering mail, but you're also picking up mail too. And so when I put something in my mailbox, you pick it up, you take it back to the post office. How long does that really take to get processed?
They'll process it that evening. They'll have trucks come by the afternoon and pick up mail that we've all brought back, and it's starting process as soon as it gets down to the plant.
Mail runs Monday through Saturday. Do you work 6 days a week?
Not always. We get a day off during the week, but definitely 6 days is it's great.
You said that you were happily a mailman. So what is it that you like so much about your job?
I think I like the people and the sunshine. I get to be outside, almost 365 days a year. But being outside, you can't beat the sunlight. And everybody knows B12 and sun kind of go hand in hand. So it just makes you happy.
Vitamin D.
Absolutely.
Well, one of my favorite things about my job is that it's different. I mean, I was just talking to somebody about Jewish art, and then here I am out talking to a mailman. But your job is sort of, it's the same thing a little bit every day, is it? I mean...
It is. Absolutely, it's the same. Well, I say it's the same every day, but you could have different circumstances that happen on a daily basis. You could notice, a customer that might need some help, or say you might have an extra amount of packages for one customer versus the next every day. It could be different, but... I guess the overall of it's the same.
Yeah. Favorite thing about your job?
Number one.
Favorite thing about my job. That's the people. I love the people.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I really appreciate
definitely,
it.
Definitely.
Awesome. Have a good day.
Thank you so much.
LB is a postal carrier in Fayetteville. I joined him on his route Friday. And remember to thank your mailman or any mail carrier, as tomorrow is Thank a Mailman Day.